We're going to start with the fact that the controversial bill to end the mandatory three-day wait before accessing an abortion in this country in early pregnancy has passed second stage in the Dáil by 86 votes to 70. Cabinet ministers opposing legislation include Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan, Minister for Housing James Brown, Minister of Agriculture Martin Hayden, and, as we heard yesterday on this programme, Minister for Children Norma Foley, Minister of Social Protection Derek Cleary, and Minister of Enterprise Peter Burke also voted against it. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Simon Harris, Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the Jack Chambers, Minister of Public Expenditure, and Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, supported the legislation. Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless, and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, and Minister for the Arts, Patrick O'Sullivan, were not present for the vote. At present, there's a compulsory three-day waiting period between when a woman can seek an abortion up to 12 weeks and be granted the medication that would end her pregnancy. Ministers of State voting against the Sinn Féin bill included Robert Troy, John Cummins, Frankie Feehan, Sean Kenny, Marion Harkin and Kevin Boxer-Moran. A majority of Fianna Fáil TDs, 30, voted against the proposal, while 12 supported the bill. A further 6 were absent. A majority of Fine Gael TDs also rejected the bill, with 26 against and 11 in favour. A number of TDs from government parties had indicated in the run-up that they would vote against the Sinn Féin bill. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, of course, lest you forget, were given the OK to have a free vote, so they weren't under the whip system for this one, and that's how it worked out in the Dáil. That's how the numbers added up to 86 to 70 when it came to passing this legislation. Now, lots of you have been getting in touch with us, obviously, for obvious reasons, on either side of this debate about choice, and people feeling that the deal was, the vote was 2018, the referendum to change this, and that the three-day wait was implicit in that and it shouldn't be changed now. So if you have an opinion on it now that it has passed and it is going to be going through legislatively, give us your thoughts. With me on the line to talk about this, we've Paula Dennen, who's Kerry for Choice spokesperson. Paula, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. What's your reaction, first of all, to the outcome of the vote?
Good morning, Gerry. I'm actually really pleased that it passed because it is the first step to improving Ireland's abortion legislation that was brought in 2018, and services obviously became available in 2019. So this is the seventh year of women being able to access abortion services in Ireland, which means we've had three-day wait for 7 years, and it is a barrier to accessing care, particularly, you know, before the 12-week cutoff. And we know from, obviously, figures released every year how many people in Ireland are having abortions, but the UK obviously continue to release their figures, and we do know that women are still having to leave Ireland to seek abortion care in the UK. And based on the most recent figures from the UK, and I think the most recent figures they released were for 2023, we do know that that includes women from Kerry who are still having to make that journey. And in some cases, that is because they have timed out. And because of the three-day wait period, by the time their second appointment comes around, they're like past the 12 weeks, which means they then have to travel.
And that's your... Do you think that was reason enough to get rid of the three-day wait?
I do, yes. And when it was brought in, and to be fair, I think my understanding of it is that politicians were quite clear at the time in 2018 that there was no medical necessity for the three-day wait. It was brought in to ease certain politicians who were, you know, not entirely sure, even after repeal passed, how they felt about abortion. And this was put in there to allow them to, for whatever reason, feel comfortable against medical best practice with abortion suddenly if you force a woman to wait 3 days. The assumption there being that a woman rocks up to her doctor having put no thought into it whatsoever, which is just blatantly untrue, as multiple reports, including the mandatory review of the legislation that happened in 2023, that was actually built into the legislation itself. And one of their recommendations was that the three-day wait was a significant barrier. So this is just actually bringing the legislation in line with what the government's own review of the legislation stated, that the three-day wait period was a barrier to people accessing care.
And this is the independent review which was carried out, published a few years ago now, 2023. It's recommended a wide-ranging changes, actually, including the decriminalisation of doctors in certain instances as well. But the Sinn Féin bill only dealt with the three-day wait period. What would you say, Paula, to, even with that in mind, that it was problematic, that report found that that was an independent report. What would you say to the argument that's out there from a lot of our listeners this morning, and from Minister Norma Foley, who voted against this provision last night, that the three-day period was implicit in getting this passed in 2018, that the people were asked, the referendum was carried, and it was carried with that as a key part of it, that there would be this pause, this mandatory pause for anyone seeking abortion before 12 weeks. And to take it away now is changing the goalposts on the people who voted in favour in 2018.
I would have two things to say to that. And the first is that the only thing people voted on in 2018 was to insert into the Constitution the ability for the Oireachtas to legislate on abortion. Yes, we have the general heads of bill, and we knew as a population what the majority of the legislation would look like. Obviously, it then went through a committee stage and it changed and things like that. But the only thing the Irish people voted on was inserting text into the Constitution. Everything else is up to the Oireachtas. And within that, built into that legislation, was the independent review. And that review is found that the three-day waiting period was a barrier to care. So even if you accept that Irish people voted implicitly for the three-day wait period because it was in the General Heads of Bill, the General Heads of Bill also included the ability to update the legislation based on the independent review. And that is what the Sinn Féin's bill does.
Okay, and that's why you feel it was fair enough that this was the independent, it was contained within that original review that it was. What about the point that other countries who have this type of legislation have wait periods? Some of them 5 days, some of them 6 days even. What's the harm in it? To give it consideration, give someone pause for it. I understand what you're saying about the 12 weeks and timing out, but how many instances does that impact? Is that not just a very small number, and the wider good of it is being lost? To give someone a chance to reconsider and say, no, actually, I'm not going to go down this road. I'm going to carry the baby to term and give birth.
The issue here is the mandatory aspect to that waiting period is that you're forcing somebody to do that. And for other, speaking of other countries that have had mandatory periods, Spain removed theirs in 2023, and the Netherlands got rid of the mandatory aspect of their waiting period in 2022. So their legislation has built in, it is built into the legislation that should somebody want a reflection period is covered by the law, but it's not mandatory anymore. It is the mandatory aspect that is the issue, because the assumption again is that a woman turns up to her GP or another GP, or, you know, if her own GP doesn't provide abortion services, not knowing her own mind. And that's the biggest issue here, is the mandatory aspect of the waiting period. Like everything else, when you see a doctor, usually you have an idea of why you're there. But in the case of somebody seeking an abortion, you have made the appointment because you want the abortion, and to have a three-day wait period forced on you, and that's what the mandatory aspect does, is extremely demeaning, because it kind of, the assumption is that you wandered in there not really knowing your own mind, that you haven't thought about it, you just phoned the number and made the appointment without thinking it through. And that is, honestly, frankly, a terrible way of thinking of Irish women.
So you think that they've made their decision, the person isn't, has fully considered everything. What would you say to the issue that very often, or sometimes, this can be a period of shock and crisis, and that's not the case, that's not what it's assuming. It's just giving that 3 days, once they've made their decision, giving them the space to calmly and quietly consider. They have to spend the 3 days, they know why, they're being told why they have to spend the 3 days, so that gives them a chance to say, okay, is this really what I want to do?
Again, why is the assumption that that has not happened before the first appointment was made? I fully understand people, if it is, you know, an unplanned pregnancy, that there is an element of shock involved. Most people will not have made the initial phone call immediately after they've received a positive pregnancy test. They will have considered their options and thought about it before they make the first appointment. So they have already put in the thought process of, is this what I want?
Okay, and that is the consideration, but you're saying that this is what needs to happen. Do you understand the positions being put forward? Do you understand why several senior ministers, including Norma Foley and so many Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs, voted against this? That they're representing the views of a lot of people who are contacting them, who are angry at this change are not happy, and they maybe perhaps those people feel this is the thin end of the wedge. Other changes will be coming and abortion will be more liberalised against their wishes.
I do understand that position. I disagree with the position, but I understand it. And being honest and speaking on behalf of Kerry for Choice, I hope this is the thin end of the wedge. I hope that the other recommendations of the independent review of the legislation that was legally mandated by the legislation itself, so the O'Shea report that was published in 2023, it made many more recommendations apart from removing the three-day wait, and I hope those are also implemented.
Do you think this whole area needs to be looked at? There was meant to be a task force set up, in fact, to work on this. It hasn't been yet. Does that need to happen?
I'll be honest, I think politicians need to do their job. And if that involves a task force, yes. But if a task force is just an effort to be seen to do something without following through on the legislation, then is it necessary? If you know what I mean, I can see like both sides of that. But I do think it is. Again, the only thing people voted for in 2018, while we knew the general heads of bill, the only thing we actually voted for was the insertion of a clause into the Constitution to give the Oireachtas the power to legislate. And that is what they are now currently doing. And they are legislating in this instance based on the results of the independent review that was also been told into the legislation. So even if people only voted yes because they knew what the legislation would look like, implicit in that, in fact, not implicit, explicit in that was the ability to improve the legislation based on new information. And that's what this is. Removing the mandatory three-day wait is that the mandatory aspect does not work. That is the new information based on the report. Although I will say that it's not new information to a lot of us who pointed out the issue with at the beginning. But again, it is new information based on the independent review. And so therefore, the Oireachtas yesterday were actually doing their job and they were doing what they were empowered to do by repeal in 2018, which was to legislate for abortion services in Ireland.
Okay. All right, Paula, listen, thanks for your views on that. That's Paula Dennin there, who is Kerry for Choice spokesperson in this county, reacting to Sinn Féin's bill, which was passed by a majority of TDs in the Oireachtas 86-70, to remove the mandatory three-day waiting period before a woman accesses an abortion before 12 weeks in this country. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Lots of you do.